This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good to have everyone. Shalom Aleichem. We're continuing in Sefer Chafetz Chaim. We're learning the Lavin. We are up to Lav, Hey and Vav. Va'oyver nami ha-mesaper lashon hara, b'lav dehi shamar lecha pentishkach es Hashem lekecha. The speaker of lashon hara is also over the Lav. Be careful. Perhaps you will forget Hashem. How does lashon hara indicate one forgets Hashem? Shuhu azhara legasei haruach. This lav, be careful lest you forget Hashem, is a referring to arrogance. Kik. Now, how does someone who speaks lashon hara demonstrate arrogance? Kikivan shumal legumisleitz asachaver. If the person is mocking and making fun of his friend, mistama hu machshev asatzmai lechacham, he probably considers himself wise. Ule ishba anashim, he considers himself of importance, because ki ilu haya makers nigei atzma, if he would only recognize his own flaws, lo haya malig mechaver, he would not mock his friend. V'yadua mamar Rabbi Sinan Zechon L'Rach B'Saita, it is known the statement of our sages in Masechta Saita, sha'avoin ha'gaiva kasha ad ma'oid, the sin of arrogance is very difficult, kedi isa sham, like we find over there, sha'avor zeh, that for this sin, ein afaroi ninar l'schias hamesim, his dust will not shake together for the resurrection. One who is arrogant will not merit tchias hamesim. V'hu ka'oived avoidas k'cham azalais. It's like worshipping idols. U'shchina miyalelas alav. The shchina cries for him. V'hu nikra tayeva. He's called an abomination. Ayin sham gemara. So the Gemara in Saita specifically says this pasuk is referring to arrogance. Uvefrat, especially in Basipar Hazesh Shel Klein Chaver Hu Machaber Es Atzmai, especially if while shaming his friend, he is honoring himself. Bevadai over Belavza, he's definitely over this lav. Movad Masha Kirasuhu Rabbi Seinu Zal Baruach Kocha Me Oilam Haba. Aside from the fact that our sages have cut off such a person from the world to come. Someone who honors himself and his friend's shame. Va'amru ha-meskabed b'klein chaveroi. One who takes honor in his friend's shame. Ein loy chelek lo'olam haba. What's interesting is that this lav is sourced in the smag. And the smag says in his hakdama that when he tried to record this 613 mitzvahs, he only came up with 612. And then he had a dream, and min hashamayim, they reminded him of the 613th mitzvah, which is what? Which is to be careful not to be arrogant. Now this lav is only by lashon hara, not by rechilas. Because only by lashon hara you're pointing out your friend's shame. Rechilus, you're just causing a fight, but it doesn't necessarily show arrogance. It's only going on the mesaper, but it does apply to MS, and even if he's not present. Okay. However, miskabed b'klein chaveroi, would the Chafetz Chaim says, is dafka b'fanav. But shaloi b'fanav, one would not lose his share in olam haba. But it would still be Asar. Okay, Halacha Vav. Now this is something that many are not aware of. The Lav of Chilol Hashem. Many think a Chilol Hashem is when you don't clean up your chewing gum and you leave it on the street. What is a Chilol Hashem? Va'oyver nami ha-mesaper v'ha-mekabel b'lav. The one who speaks Lashon Hara, one who receives Lashon Hara, is over the lav. T'loy sechalilu Hashem kachi. Do not defile my holy name. How is speaking Lashon Hara Chilol Hashem? Acharei she'ein bazeh ta'ava. There's no desire that you're giving into when you speak Lashon Hara. It's not like food or something illicit where you have a taiva. V'loy hanagashmas. There's no physical pleasure. Sha'idei zeh yisgaber yitzrei alav. That's why your yitzhara is dominating you. The only reason you're speaking Lashon Hara is because you are careless about the word of Hashem. You're messaging that you do not value the Dvar Hashem. Therefore, Alkei Nechshav Ha'Avein Hazeh, the sin of Lashon Hara is considered kemered, like a rebellion, ufrikas omach ha-shamayim ba'alma, and casting off the yoke of heaven. U'mechalo shem shamayim b'zeh, you are desecrating the name of Hashem. You are saying the word of God is meaningless. Because it's not like eating treif. When you eat treif, It's not a Chil Hashem. You're doing it because it tastes good. Even terrible sins like stealing or immorality, there's a pleasure involved. They are prohibited. They are severe. They are not a Chil Hashem. Talking does nothing for you. Why are you doing it? Because you're stamping and stepping on the word of God. V'zeh dibarnu afilu b'stamish Yisrael. This applies even to a regular Jew. U'v'fradim hu ish chashuv. Especially if you're an important person. Sha'akom mistaklen al-masav. Everyone's watching you. B'vadai mischal Hashem al-yidei zeh. Definitely you are desecrating the name of Hashem. V'alachas kama v'kama. All the more so m'hoyo ha'avira hazois barabim. If this sin is done publicly. Bevadai shachet gadol an ma'od. The sin is definitely very great. Shenikra mechalel shem shamayim barabim. You are considered one who desecrates the name Hashem publicly. The Chafetz Chaim says this would apply in all 8 scenarios, meaning lashon hara, rechilas, emes, sheker, befanav, shaloi befanav, mesaper, mekabel. Okay, this concludes today's learning, but don't go anywhere.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.